You're listening to SBS News.
The Foreign Affairs and Aid Subcommittee is investigating Australia's aid programs with NGOs, advocates, business group and academics all making submissions. Family Planning New South Wales says Australia could greatly reduce rates of cervical cancer in the Pacific region with relatively little cost. The group has told a hearing of the committee the Pacific has some of the worst reproductive and sexual health indicators globally, with high rates of maternal and infant mortality, unintended and teenage pregnancies, sexual violence and unacceptably high rates of cervical cancer deaths. Screening is not routinely available in Pacific nations, and women are dying up to 9 times the rate of women in Australia, and often at a young age. The organisation says cervical cancer prevention, screening and treatment needs to be one of the regional priorities. Ms Anne Stewart, Family Planning's Director of Planning Education and International Programs, says Australia is one of the few countries in the world supporting women's health initiatives in the region.
We have roughly costed it and $5 million to implement cervical cancer screening and treatment across the Pacific. We could save women's lives over 5 years, because you need to work with the health systems, build up the capacity of the health systems to run a population-based screening and treatment.
The inquiry also heard from the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations. It says the Asia-Pacific region has the second highest number of people living with HIV in the world, with an estimated 5.1 million people diagnosed by 2015 and around 300,000 new infections per year. While there has been a 5% drop in new infections in recent years, in some countries HIV is on the rise in others. The Federation recently received a global fund grant allowing them to operate in the Philippines, Timor-Leste, Malaysia, Indonesia, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Mongolia and Laos. Australia contributes to the Global Fund, a partnership between governments and the private sector set up to end AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria epidemics. Darryl O'Donnell is the Executive Director of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations. He told the hearing the fund has proven to be an efficient way of distributing the Australian aid dollar.
What an astonishing mechanism. So set up in around 2002 as a global private-public partnership. Around 1 million people with HIV on treatment at that time. Around 17 million on treatment today in the life of the Global Fund. And the Global Fund itself has had an enormous amount to do with that, because it provides an astonishingly efficient way for governments to be donors on an important public health priority to an organisation that is deeply efficient and effective in using those funds globally.
The inquiry is examining ways of improving the impact of Australian development aid and building sustainable local economies. Results International Australia is part of a global non-profit advocacy organisation that researches issues such as tuberculosis, HIV, malaria, polio, child health, vaccines and nutrition, as well as education and microfinance. CEO Marie Nutt says Australian funding through the Global Fund has made a dent in lowering the rates of tuberculosis, malaria and polio in the region. But she believes Australia should have more of a say about where exactly in the region its dollars are distributed.
The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB and malaria is, in results mind, a very effective mechanism for delivering Australian aid effectively. And it is a very transparent mechanism as well. If you go on the Global Fund's website, you can virtually see country by country how many bed nets, how many TB treatments, and et cetera, et cetera. The money that we put into the Global Fund, I think the statistic is for every dollar Australia invests in the Global Fund, at least $10 to $15 comes back into the region. But we don't get to say which country that money goes into.
The committee has received a total of 18 submissions from a number of NGOs, business groups and academics. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.